I never talked to no detective, no police officer, no DA, nobody.
Just arrested and then charged.
Arrested and charged, that's it.
Was the first time you saw Kamala Harris in person the day that the verdict was issued?
She showed up at the two most pivotal times in this first trial, and me being convicted and me being sentenced. She wanted to be present for a celebration of a conviction.
That's what it felt like, a celebration?
A celebration, that's what it felt like. The reactions I get when I tell people my story is, they say it's the worst nightmare. You know, it's the closest thing to dying.
Jamal, I'm gonna read you a quote real quick. The job of a progressive prosecutor is to look out for those overlooked, to speak up for those whose voices aren't being heard, to see and address the causes of crime, not just their consequences, and to shine a light on the inequality and unfairness that lead to injustice. It is to recognize that not everyone needs punishment, that what many need, quite obviously, is help. Kamala Harris wrote that in her book, The Truths We Hold. Does that sound consistent with the kind of, with the brand of justice that you saw administered by offices that she was running?
It definitely sounds like Kamala Harris right now as a senator. But at the time of her being the head district attorney of San Francisco, that is almost polar opposite of what I felt and what our community felt in San Francisco.